Everybody can grab their seats. Welcome. I will call the Dallas City Council special call meeting for June 19th, 2017 at 2 p.m. to order. This is our second special meeting of the day. Purpose of this is to elect the Mayor Pro Tem, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem, and offices for the event. And I will also kind of just give a little bit of an update to those new council members about procedures that we've been doing here for the last couple of years. But like all of our council meetings, we will begin with prayer, and then we will follow with the Pledge of Allegiance. Our new council member, Mr. Navarez, will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And our invocator today is the son of our new council member, I guess old new, Back to the Future, Mr. Tanal Atkins. This is Reverend Todd Atkins. He's the pastor of Salem Institutional Baptist Church, where he became pastor in 2010. Reverend Atkins assists in hosting the annual Back to School Bash, Family Community Festival, Thanksgiving, Fill a Basket. He's organized several town hall meetings in South Dallas to educate the community and improve safety and quality of lives in the neighborhoods. In 2013, he was honored and recognized at the Family Institute's Black History Program for his exemplary service in the South Dallas area. Reverend Atkins received his bachelor's from Dallas Baptist University and his master's at SMU. Reverend Atkins is married to Michelle and has one daughter, Tanel's granddaughter, Ella. And one son, too. And one son, that's right. And everybody's risen, so thank you for being here, Robert. Pleasure.
Shall we all pray together? Father, we do thank you for this day that was not promised. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. As we gather to set the new chapter of this city, we ask that your blessing will cover those who have been called to continue to service, those who have been called back to seats that they have reclaimed, and those who are starting new chapters in city government. We pray for this city. We pray for its citizens. We pray your blessing may cover each and every one of them. And Father, I pray that these council members will be mindful that when they make decisions, it's not just a line on a budget. It's just not an item on the agenda, but it's lives that are affected. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will begin with our election of our Deputy Mayor Pro Tem. I think I'm calling Mr. Caraway.
Mayor, thank you. I'd like to put in nomination Adam Medrano for Deputy Mayor Pro Tem.
Second. We've got several seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion's carried. He'll change seats with you now. He'll change seats with you now. He'll change seats. Oh, no, with Tanel. With Tanel. That's right. Thank you. We'll entertain a motion from Mr. Atkins for Mayor Pro Tem.
I'll make a motion for Dwayne Caraway.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion is carried. Mr. Caraway. Mr. Broadnax, you've got the next piece of work.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. Again, congratulations to all the newly elected council members. I'm looking forward to serving with you as well as the remaining council members. So, Mayor and members of the City Council, prior to you doing your seat selection for the Horseshoe, I wanted to have my staff, Kimberly Beiser-Tobert, my Chief of Staff, and Eric Thompson, our Equipment and Building Services Director, to walk you through some proposed changes to the floor plan for the council offices for council's consideration prior to seat selection. And I want to allow them to give a brief presentation to walk through that with for you and the public as well. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and City Council. I'm Kimberly Tolbert, our Chief of Staff, to our City Manager. Today, we're pleased to present a proposed new office reconfiguration for the 5F South and the 5F North areas. On late Friday evening, we actually provided you with a copy of the presentation, which included the layout for today. Our City Secretary, Rosa Rios, has enlarged copies of both the current and the proposed configurations for your viewing. Joining me is Eric Thompson, our Director of Equipment and Building Services. Eric and the space planning team here at the city have worked together with our outside vendors to develop the concept before you. I'll provide you with just a high-level overview of the review of our current configuration, and then Eric will walk you through the proposed layout. So the purpose for the configuration is really to enhance the overall look and the professional environment of the mayor and the council office. The current configuration, of course, as you know, in the 5F South and the 5F North areas, we have a total of 12 offices, which includes offices for individual council members. We have separate offices that are not adjacent for our secretaries, and then we have adjacent offices for the council assistant. We currently have 8 window offices and 4 interior offices. This will also, in our current configuration, include our 2 small conference rooms, which are located within the 5F South and the 5F North areas, and those 2 conference rooms are shared by all of our 12 council members. We also have 2 interior guest seating areas in the current configuration. You should have a copy of this in front of you to where you can better see the current configuration, and as I mentioned, there's a total of 12 offices. Of those 12 offices, we have 8 that actually have windows, and then we have the 4 that are actually in the interior section, and then we have the wraparound supporting offices for these secretaries as well as the council assistants within this configuration. And so now Eric will walk you through the proposed space reconfiguration that's before you.
Good afternoon. Again, Eric Thompson, Director of Equipment and Building Services. We have two slight variations of the same proposed concept, and we'll get to the details of what makes them a little different in just a second. But most importantly, the big change between the current configuration and the proposed is that we are providing for your consideration today the concept of having a suite for each council district, which would allow your assistant and your secretary to be just outside your office in a completely enclosed office suite. Both proposed configurations also provide you with more space in your particular offices than you have now. The current offices range from between 177 and about 200 square feet. In either of the proposed concepts, you would increase to about 250 square feet for your office. In addition, one of the conference rooms gets significantly larger in the proposed concept, and then we would also have a flexible meeting space in the 5F South area. So if I could turn your attention to slide 8 here. Again, we still have 8 offices with windows, and 4 would be interior, so we won't lose any offices that have windows. Your overall suite would be roughly 400 square feet. Your office, again, would increase to about 250 square feet. Your assistant and your secretary would also have space. Option A and B. A and B are really the same. The only difference is that Okay, A and B are the same, with the exception of the council assistant having floor-to-ceiling walls in option B. Other than that, the layouts are identical. The same council office size, more meeting space for smaller meetings within your office, the larger conference room for all of you to share. And then slide 10 kind of gives you a visual of what that space house generally looks like. Again, this is not to scale, but the intent here was to give you an idea of where offices would be, your larger conference room, the flexible meeting space in the lower right-hand corner. We'd still have offices A through D on the windows facing the plaza, and then offices G through J, the windows facing the convention center, and then offices K and L would be E, F, K, and L would be the interior offices without windows.
So we wanted to give you, of course, an opportunity to take a look at the actual visual reconfigurations. Eric outlined for you both the option A and the option B. And again, both of those options are identical as it relates to the size of the offices, creating the office suites, the difference being that in option A, the walls would be a different size for the assistants versus in option B. But other than that, those are the two biggest differences. We would like to get the council's feedback, and then from there, of course, utilizing the city secretary's seniority ordering, if council members would like to select, and then we will turn that over to Ms. Rosen, and we would begin to make the actual reconfiguration changes towards the end of this month after our final council meeting before council recess, and begin to work on the transition into the new office space. And that would pretty much be the timeline to have those offices ready for council members to move in before your August 1st city council meeting. At this time, we can entertain any questions that you may have.
Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. I have some questions about the cost. How much would the proposed council reconfiguration cost in terms of out-of-pocket costs, or most of it can be done with in-house labor, or how much supplies we have to order? Because I would think, just based on this calendar, I know you guys are good at construction, but construction often takes some time, and for a project to begin in July, in many instances, you have to order the materials certainly by June.
Yes, sir, Mr. Griggs. The plan would be a combination of city staff providing some of the work in addition to ordering the actual wall panels. So, again, that would be from a vendor. That would be the lead time item that you just mentioned. So based on your feedback today, we would either – it's a go or no go. And if so, we would work with our vendors the next day or two to get those orders finalized so that the latter part of July we start the construction on
Great.
A fairly compressed and tight schedule.
Great. Back to the first part of the question.
Right. So cost, at this point, two different options. So the lower cost option is approximately $580,000.
Five. And let's go ahead and say which one is the lower cost option.
The lower cost option would be to not have your assistant in a fully from floor to ceiling enclosed office space.
Okay.
That's option A.
Option A. Is $580,000?
Approximately.
Okay. And then where would that come from our budget?
We have money within the non-departmental account. I should introduce myself. Elizabeth Rach, Chief Financial Officer, if I haven't met you. We have money within the non-departmental account, and so we would be funding this fully within the budget that we have at this time. We had set aside money to cover expenses of the living wage policy change that council made. However, we've been able to cover all of those contract costs and increases for living wage within the departmental lines, and so that's made this money available.
Okay, so it's the living wage increase helping people live outside of poverty didn't have the impact on our budget that we thought. So we've got some.
We had set a reserve aside in the non-departmental account.
Very good. Okay, then those are the cost of option A. So the next question is going to be.
So option B, that would again be to have floor-to-ceiling walls for your assistant at an additional cost of approximately $125,000. There are other concerns about ventilation and air conditioning with that option. So not only is it a little more expensive, $125,000 more expensive, it also brings with it some concerns about being able to keep the space cool.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. So option B, we can call it $700,000?
Sure.
Okay. On that option, does that include any HVAC modifications or any other changes that may be needed to the HVAC system to accommodate the new floor configuration if you're concerned that heating and cooling isn't up to standard?
So the roughly $710,000 price tag would include some allowance to address HVAC. But again,
so it is included in the $710,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If it's not, that's fine, too. I just want to know if then we could be coming back and asking for more. Just as a point of comparison, how much all this stuff costs, I know the mayor's office was redone, and then the suite for the deputy and the pro tem. About how much was that construction cost?
You're correct. Two summers ago, we did a reconfiguration for mayor, pro tem, and deputy, and that project was roughly $200,000.
That's $200,000. Okay. And then did that include the mayor's office too, part of that configuration? I know there are minor changes.
Well, the mayor's office was very minor, moving around some panels we already had.
It was minor, but just included all that. Okay. Thank you. I do have some concerns about how much money this is. I know we're going through the bond process, and we have a number of critical facilities here in the city of Dallas that need attention, and where we're going to put our resources is going to be a very important issue, since both these proposals, option A at just under $600,000 and option B at just over $700,000, are a considerable amount of money. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson.
Thank you. Can we go to page 10? Okay, so what's going to be in that big space below the big conference room? Is that going to be more staff sitting there?
Councilwoman Grayson, are you referring to the white space?
No, I'm referring to just to the left of the white space, just below the big conference room A. There's a great big open area there.
That's the actual office that we will have for our assistant to the city manager, who's actually assigned to the city council office, or the staff that's actually in the city council office. We will also have a space in the very back, if you see the bottom-hand corner with the restrooms. That will be a space for interns and volunteers to actually sit.
So right now there's that kitchen area next to the restroom area. Is that going to be there?
It looks that will still remain there.
It looks like it's being blocked by Office F.
No, ma'am, that will remain.
That will still be there?
Yes.
You know, I looked at that and I thought, well, first of all, I'm perfectly happy with my office the way it is. I grant you that it would be more convenient for the secretaries to be closer to the council assistants. I think that is something that needs attention. But I've got to tell you, I looked at my suite, and I felt like I was sort of in an inner sanctum over there. You have to walk past my secretary, then walk past my assistant, and then you finally get into my office. I just want to say I'm happy with things the way they are, except for the secretaries not being too close to the assistants, which I do think is inconvenient for both of them. But I really personally do not want to spend $700,000 or even almost $600,000 on this. I just think there's other things that need funding. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kingston.
Thank you. I share Mr. Griggs and Ms. Grayson's sentiments. I don't want to repeat them. Who designed this? Who designed this?
So it's been a joint effort between city staff and two of the furniture vendors that would provide the material.
Mm-hmm. The downtown has multiple innovators in the use of office space, AT&T being one of the primary ones. Fortis, the company that just bought Chase Tower, being another one. My thought process would be that we maybe ought to actually consult with somebody who does this sort of full-time, as opposed to somebody who's a vendor, but somebody who actually tries to, I don't know, who has been recognized for innovation in this area. So I think that might be a better use of time. I appreciate that in this instance, the city manager sought the input of council on the reconfiguration. The one that was done for the new office suites was done without any consultation with council and without a council authorization. And I know that we're having some discussions about what is the authority of the manager to reprogram funds that are in reserves that have been previously allocated in other places. And I'm going to continue to be an advocate for $50,000 is the limit for any administrative action, regardless of previous authorization of council for a different purpose, and you have to bring stuff like that back. So I would appreciate, I think this administration is definitely moving in that direction. I don't want to put such great constraints on you that it ruins your ability to run things day to day. But this is one of those deals where I think a little more consultation might serve us well in creating an outcome that council likes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Callahan. Mr. Atkins, excuse me.
I think it's me. It's just this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Right? Oh, yeah. We haven't changed the names yet.
We haven't.
All right.
Mr. Medrano.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. I think I share the same concerns about the cost, but I know that it was very helpful. In my first term, I actually was innovative and brought my secretary and assistant together, and it was helpful. But I don't think I could support the cost of this right now, especially we know we're going to be looking for cuts with the police and fire pension fund, and we're going to look for money everywhere. So I think that we need to be mindful of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Callahan.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I just want to make sure that we're going to obey all city codes and that we're going to get a proper certificate of occupancy and all that. I think that always has to be part of that. I like option A. I'm concerned with the funds. There's no doubt about that. But I've consulted with my assistant, and she feels like it would be beneficial to have her secretary nearby her. And I say kudos to the manager for providing, some upfield pressure to try to get that done. This is really all about efficiency and running a better railroad, I think. So I'd like to tighten the cost up. I think there's probably ways that we can save some funds, but efficiency is really the key, and I would love to have Julie and Rosa working together closer rather than having to run halfway across the room to do that back and forth, and that goes on all day long. So for their sake, and that way they can work together, I think it's beneficial. So I'd like to see a plan go forward. I like the option A the best. So hopefully we can be a little bit more efficient in terms of the cost. But thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Felder.
I have a concern about the cost of this project. My family and I had an opportunity to actually walk through the offices today, and I don't see a dire need for something of this magnitude. I have to go back to my recent campaign to get this office, and I think about the dozens of people that their homes are falling in on them, and we're talking about spending $700,000. I cannot support that. Because of that reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. Atkins.
Yes, Eric, could you tell me what is the cost per square feet for construction?
That's about a 9,500 square foot office. So quick math, 600,000 over 10. It's about $6.
$6 square foot? You sure?
It's about about $70.
$70 square foot.
On the high end. That's with your highest wall to ceiling office.
That's very expensive, $70 square foot. You know, I came back and we looking at the budget, and my concern is I wanted to raise the bond package going to the citizens of Dallas. I got 58 square miles in District 8, about 1,000 linear miles of highway need to be done. Every penny that I look for saving is trying to put back in the community. I got a rec center without a gym. I need to put a gym to the rec center. So I cannot support this. You know, it's great with office, but I'm trying to save every dime that we need to make sure our city functions, especially my district resident. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Eric, Kim, were there any other proposed uses for these funds since they were funds that were made available through the living wage requirements? Were there any other proposed usage of these funds?
Councilman, I'll answer that question. They were in reserve, so there are no allocated specific reasons and or purposes for this funding. It is one time in nature, and I do understand that we're talking about 2018's budget in the context of this expenditure, and I think reference was made to a recurring cost. And so it would be my goal to try to match one-time cost with one-time cost and recurring cost with recurring as it relates to our budget going forward. So I appreciate the comment. And I get the sentiment of the cost and understanding we just wanted to provide an option for the city council today to reconfigure the office space. And as I'm seeing it, there may not be support for that, and we're okay with that. It's council's discretion, but did not want to lose the opportunity, particularly given the construction window that we would have to do that. I think Eric, in his comments, talked about the high end of those costs, and I think that had built in the anticipation that the expedited time frame, there could be additional costs to get the materials here. Those have not been quantified or specifically identified, so the cost could actually be lower. But again, understanding council's desire is what we're here today to get, and I will continue to listen, and then we'll take that feedback and either stand pat and or move forward. Thank you.
And what's the timeline, what will be the deadline in order to get this completed and the time frame you expect that you would need to have a decision or have council approval?
In order, thank you, Councilman Casey, in order for us to move forward and to be able to, we were trying to meet the first council meeting for the full new council by August, we would need to order material before the end of this month. So that's just the timeline that we were working off of.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Ms. Bradens, do you have gotten the input you wanted?
I didn't think we got around the horseshoe enough for that. But I get the sentiment it's a cost-sensitive issue, and many council members, new and maybe existing, are okay with the current configuration. And so we will not move forward with those improvements.
Thank you. All right. Let's choose seats. Ms. Rios.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're going to begin handing out the name and buttons, but I do want to explain a little bit about how the seniority on selection and groups came about. What we did was we basically took the first day that a council member was elected up to today and divided those into groups. And of course, we do have, if I'm going to go ahead and have staff go ahead and place the names of the mayor pro tem and the deputy mayor pro tem on the chart.
You good?
Okay. Can't look behind me. Sorry. So dividing them into groups. Group one is Councilmember Griggs. Now, Councilmember, I want to recap a little bit because I believe some of you had questions and weren't sure what you wanted to do based on the proposed configuration. So I'm going to recap, and if you changed your mind from what you initially submitted, let me know, and we'll make changes. Because what we want to do is if you decided to keep either your seat and or office, we need to go ahead and place your pictures because those would not be available. So, Councilmember.
Just to be clear. So they're choosing their seat and their office at the same time.
Collectively, yes. Okay. So we had Councilmember Griggs had indicated he wanted to change his seat.
Is it Mr. Griggs?
You want to keep it? Okay.
I'm keeping those.
Okay.
May I ask you to go sit straight up?
And what I would ask is that council members return to their seat after the selection, and then we can swap at the very end. Trying to do it in between does cause a little bit of a confusion. And
Okay.
You're welcome.
Council Member Grayson had indicated that she wanted to keep both her seat and her office. For the next group, and congratulations to Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Medrano. So he's out of group three. The next two remaining. So in group three, Councilmember Gates opted to keep both her seat and her office. You're going to change both?
Well,
you're
going to
keep your seat but change your office? Well, we have two groups. Councilmember Kleinman and Councilmember Gates indicated that they wanted a change. So we do have lots for those two, and you will need to pick a number. We did originally have three numbers. For that, it works identical to ballot vote, to a ballot selection for placement on the ballot. So Councilmember Kleinman and Gates need to pick a number for group three. Now again, poker game. So we did initially have three, so it might be that one of the numbers will be missing, and that's why, because of Mr. Medrano. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Gates?
Where's my seat now? What number am I? B? Am I B? Or C? A, B, C.
Thank you, Adam. You're going. North side, yeah.
Oh, I think it needs hard.
Okay, now we move to group four. On group four, Councilmember Callahan stated he wanted to keep both his seat and his office. And Councilmember Kingston wants to change his seat but keep his office. So Councilmember Kingston will select a seat but
Ms.
keep
Callahan
his office.
Put his up first.
Right. You can keep where you're at.
This is the seat?
Yes. Yeah. And then your office? And your office?
You said yes.
That's your office. It's where Philip's showing you, Ricky.
I just
no. 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 Yeah. You got it right. You got it right, Ricky.
That's where you are.
Got it.
Well, I thought it was Conference A on our side.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, on group five, Councilmember Clayton wants to change both. However, I do want to indicate, I think Council. Go ahead. Okay, council member. Okay, now we move to the next group is six, which are council members Thomas and McGue. Councilmember Thomas indicated that he wanted to keep his seat, but change his office.
Who picks first? Who picks first?
They're going to pick lots.
Okay, just go ahead
for
and
the office.
Pick the lots and then just let them choose.
Okay, council member. Okay, council member.
All right, so go ahead and pick.
Okay. So again, Councilmember Thomas indicated he wanted to keep his seat and change his office. Thank you. Now we proceeded with. Well, Group 7 was Councilmember Carraway, but based on his election, he will not pick. He has an office. Group 8 are Omar Narvaez, Kevin Felder, and Tanel Atkins. Those individuals do need to pick lots and will go in numerical order. Mr. Felder has chosen one.
Right there, the last three. Where you were sitting is the second one.
Is P. You're P right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And number two was chosen by Councilmember Atkins.
The flooding of her office.
And this is a very difficult choice.
Now think about this, guys. Which one should I pick?
If we can go ahead and have council members change over to their seat.
All right.
And Mr. Mayor, that concludes this election.
Thank you. Thank you for that exciting game of musical chairs. It's good. I thought I would just, as we're together, we kind of codified, started a few things, held over a few practices from past councils, and kind of started some new things around with this council, and I wanted to just articulate those so we're all together. These are, I think only one is a city charter thing. These are really just processes that we work with. Obviously, any time the council rules. So if the majority of the council wishes to change a decision, they are willing to do that. We do start on time, and we like to start on time, and we will do the best job we can of doing that. The city attorney has made it clear that there will be no debating during public speakers, so the public speakers will come up and they will speak. If we've got a question or if there's somebody we need to get help for them, that's fine, but if somebody is talking about bike lanes, we won't get into a debate about bike lanes because bike lanes weren't posted that day, if you will. We will have 10 minutes for the first round of speaking, 5 minutes in the second round of speaking, and 3 minutes for the third round if we need that. If you do want to ask other members of the council a question or talk to them directly, please just ask the presiding chair, which is myself or Dwayne or Ms. Medrano. Please be respectful to one another. I think we're doing a good job of that. If it ever gets personal, I will ask you to stop on the personal side. I think we're really doing a good job of respecting all the staff, and so let's continue that, to do that. During the briefing days, you get to have recognitions of citizens or an organization. You'll get 2 recognitions per year. For those briefing days, my office will keep track of those, and please keep them on the shorter side versus on the longer side. The council has told me they'd like anybody, if you're going to pull an item, to try to pull it 24 hours in advance so they can study that item as well. Excused absences will be voted on, needs a written memo explaining why the meeting is missed. That will be part of the voting agenda. The 5-person memo signature to post something will be posted as signed. So whatever people sign, that's exactly what will be posted. I think we're sending out a new form for that, so it'll be real clear to everybody. Just fill out that form. Committees, Mr. Broadnex and I are talking about how to line up committees with his initiatives, and we haven't finalized that, but probably there's going to be some modifications of those committees, and we'll get those to you as quick as we can. If we make any major changes, those will be voted on by the council. So you guys will authorize us trying to line them up with Mr. Broadnex. And then we also started an ad hoc committee, an ad hoc administrative committee, chaired by Ms. Grayson. We'll continue that. Those are for any items like today's inauguration was really organized by that committee. Thought she did a good job. Reviews of staff, those things, any ethics issues come through that committee. So we've tried that, and it's kind of worked out. So those are some of the old things and some of the new things, but I wanted to just make sure everybody's got them. With that, I think we're done. So meeting's adjourned at 2:45 p.m. Thank you.